Hello everyone and welcome to episode 97 of Moogle Go Around Radio. I'm your host Chili as we talk about Final Fantasy in this podcast. Occasionally, maybe, probably, hopefully, we do have one topic about it, I guess. But joining me as always is my co-host Paul. Hey Paul.
Yo, what good?
How are you doing today?
I am incredibly, my body is becoming a shell as it once was from the lack of sleep that I have not been getting. But other than that, I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad, thank you. I probably got too much sleep recently, so...
I'll stop taking my sleep.
But, I mean, to be fair, when I say too much sleep, it's probably normal person sleep, so...
Probably.
Or in the case of most of the Twitch chat, they'll just probably like, does Chili sleep?
Sleep?
So, but good to hear you're doing okay. And I can't believe I'm going to say this, but we've got an amazing guest on with us this week. I've been a fan of his Twitch streams, fan of his content on YouTube and his general fun on Twitter. But we've got Mistoso on this week.
Hello, everybody. Thank you. You are too sweet, Chili. I appreciate it. I'm so excited.
So how's your day been?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I am working remotely. I'm very fortunate to have a software engineering job, so I get to work remotely, and I can still do all of the functions of my job. And I, you know, I'm pretty lucky to be in that position. I know a lot of people have had some fallout on jobs and furloughs and things like that because of the pandemic, but I consider myself lucky. So I'm a bit stressed, but... lucky to be working.
I really hate UK is horrendous right now. I'm not gonna get too much into it because we aren't really that type of podcast and we don't get people down, but yeah, real life stuff leaks into stuff right now. They're planning to open all the schools by the first week of June here.
Oh yeah, I heard
oh
that.
Boy,
I know.
Oh, we're dead.
It's not fun here, but you know what is fun? Final Fantasy.
Sure although is.
It sure is. Me and Paul have been taking a little big break from the game. I do want to get back soon, especially with the event starting. But, Mistoso, you pug a lot on those games, especially as you've got characters on both on Aether, Crystal, and Primal. With the raid being so... it's like 3 or 4 months since the raid launched. How do you feel like the raid scene is nowadays, especially on the different data centers?
Yeah, it's very interesting. So my saga is that I don't just Party Finder stuff. So when raid tiers come out, I play in a static. We're mostly a pretty core group of people. We usually sometimes maybe replace one or two people, but I also play with some other people who you might know. I play in a group with MizTech, and our raid leader, Zace, has been around forever. We've been playing for about almost 4 years we've been playing together. And we start the raid tier together, and we do a full farm, which is usually 8 weeks, until we can all get tombstone weapons, so we can just buy it straight up in case it doesn't drop. And then a lot of times we kind of break for a while until the next raid tier so people can play other games because we're all, you know, gamers at heart. We love playing all the other new fun games. There's a giant backlog of games. I'm sure you guys have the same experience right now. And I get to play Party Finder every once in a while. So I really still enjoy Final Fantasy XIV. I like raiding. Raiding is my absolute favorite thing in the world. And so I've already kind of learned the strategies. I've learned what the boss mechanics are. I learned what they do. And I like playing a lot of different classes. I can play everything from healers, tanks, all the DPS jobs, and it's really fun for me to re-experience those raids in those other jobs and those other roles. So I get to, you know, infiltrate Party Finder and play those other roles, and maybe I don't know them as much, but I learned them while I'm in Party Finder, and it's just a fun experience.
Yeah, tip for anyone that's listening right now, don't be like me and go, man, I've always wanted to play a healer. Let me boost healer up, then get to the end game and they're like, oh, we need a healer for our raid group. I'm like, I don't know what these buttons are or what I'm doing right now or how I do this, but okay. And that's how I joined my raid group.
Well, there's a lot of guides. I think that one of my favorite parts about Final Fantasy XIV, which is the content creation on the side, like you guys contribute to that. Moogle Round Radio. You guys contribute to that just like everybody else who does YouTube videos and guides and other podcasts and stuff. You get an inside view into all of the different players who may or may not be experienced in a certain thing that you might want to learn about, right? MMOs, yeah. It's the greatest part about MMOs is that there's so much to do. and somebody who's really loved and specialized in that thing. So I can't take credit for saying, oh, I just hop on a job and I know how to play. Every time I, you know, I'm like, hey, I want to play. I want to learn white. Right now I'm on a white mage kick. I love white mage. It's
White mage is the best.
Oh, it's just playing. You just cast glare over
and over again. No, don't forget your occasional dire. Make sure you do it up.
You have to. Yeah, you got those dots. But, you know, when you set out for an adventure like that, you use your resources. You go to YouTube videos. You go to the Balance Discord. There's all these different things that you research, right?
Yeah, I use Balance. And so, I watch Hi, My Name is Fox occasionally. I watch Mystic, watch Mr. Happy. I try and research as much as I can. And, of course, I watch other streamers do it as well.
Mm-hmm. So how are you guys liking the raid tiers? You guys are progging 7. You're gonna prog 7 later. Like, what is your experience so far with the raid tier?
It's not my favorite. It's not. I don't know why, but so far it's not been my favorite tier. I think I preferred the last tier to this one. I don't know why, because I've had fun with the fights, and they're not as bad for ping, because as you can tell, both me and Paul live in the UK and we both play on NA servers. So our ping is a little iffy at times.
Mm-hmm.
Kefka at 270 ping to 300. There's even videos of me out there with Guardian. You remember the missile part of the Guardian fight?
Yes. I love that.
There's videos of me just running underneath the missiles while I'm exploding because it wasn't even appearing on my screen.
That sucks.
Everyone's like, everyone's screaming down the mic.
Why did you like the last tier? Like, what was it about the last tier that you liked instead of this tier?
I like the Titan fight. Titan was probably one of my funnest fights to prog, actually. Do I remember what the last tier was, actually? There was Titan.
Leviathan.
Oh, I love Leviathan as well. Black Smokers. As much as people hate Black Smokers, I actually found those fun. Even when I had to change my roles around. The only hard part about Leviathan, and also out healing it, because I was still in my primal group when I did that tier, we decided that we didn't want to do mechanics during the roundabout bit where you run round the boss. I can't remember what phase is called exactly, but he picks one of the tanks. The tank is supposed to run back, and then you run round to dodge, and then you stack up. We just out healed it. We had the tank stand by us, and we just laughed at Leviathan as we just out-healed the damage anyway, so we could keep our DPS up.
Paul, what about you?
This raid tier, I'm actually enjoying just because everything hits harder, and as a tank, it's just great because I just love getting hit. I don't really care about my damage as much. I like that the tanks have to do a whole lot more movement instead of just tank and spank. I like calling it just tank and spank because I don't...
Yeah, tank and spank.
I don't like doing DPS as much. I kind of got into that rhythm where, as a tank, my DPS is very lackluster, but I can keep cooldowns and stuff. I'm a mediocre tank. I know how when to obviously do defenses and all that and movement. When it comes to my DPS, I think I picked my peak prime was when I hit 9.8k on E5S. And
nice.
I've been doing it for so many long time now, and I was just gunbreaking, and I was just having fun. Other than that, I've just been enjoying it. Tank wise, I'm in two groups where I play tanks because I have an EU group and an NA group. NA group's tonight, EU group weekend. And my EU group is a little ahead of my NA group, but my NA group, we've been having a little bit of trouble with the E6S. We only recently killed it, but I think it was it last week?
No, we've had 3 weeks.
Was it 3 weeks?
Yeah, because we get the fourth book next week. So,
well, that's exciting.
Yeah, it means I could get an accessory as a healer. Yay! Because we go with the usual thing where DPS and tanks get the gear first.
You mean DPS?
DPS, sorry. I mean, based on best in slot.
Yeah, and I mean, like, for that definitely makes sense, this raid tier. For last raid tier with Titan, like, the DPS checks weren't as crazy, so, you know, you didn't really have to necessarily follow that rule. You could kind of distribute evenly. But for this one, the DPS checks are pretty rough, so it definitely makes a lot of sense to give it to the DPS.
Well, they did say before that this patch the DPS, the nerf the HP of the enemies by a lot for Shadowbringers due to the fact that the whole change of rotation so that people weren't worried about Savage too much.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, I think I remember when they said that.
I mean, with rotations, it happens every
Yeah, but it wasn't a major change as it was this time because they removed they removed TP and stuff.
Yeah, they removed a bunch of stuff.
TP. I actually enjoyed TP.
Sorry, Mr. Oso.
That feels like so long ago.
Yeah.
Like a year of this expansion so far?
Yeah, I was questioning myself when I said it.
Yeah, I think that's true.
So, we're getting there. I would have to say this is not my peak prime of playing Final Fantasy 14. I used to be like Misoto. Misoto has done it like so much more better than me. I used to be jack of all trades. I would play each role, like I could play the classes how I want. This time I'm really just stuck to like tanking the occasional DPS. Like right now I'm leveling up DPSs and just enjoying it. I'm leveling up Ninja, Monk, because I have a thing now for Twitch with whoever reaches 300k channel points get to choose what class I main next expansion.
Yes, that's fun.
So, you know,
we're gonna make it Dancer.
No, we had to exclude Dancer because my off tank really wants to play Dancer next expansion, and she has been amazing as an off tank. So, I've off tanking with her for around about a year now, and she's been excellent. She wants to finally change from being a tank. So, I'm giving Dancer to her, she can have the
Dancer. Are you sad that you're gonna lose her as an off tank?
Yeah, because me and her have been working so well this expansion. Where this comes to obviously coordinating, it's been great. And she's really like found her voice when it came to tanking, because she actually used to be a mute, and so I used to off tank with a mute, and now she's really found her voice, and it's been so much more better tanking. It's been great.
That's awesome.
I've got her until the end of this expansion as a off tank, but she's still going to be obviously with the raid team. No one's leaving yet. I don't.
If other people don't pick your class, what class are you eyeing that you think would be fun?
Oof. Like, I'm in a stalemate when it comes to classes right now because I have played every class. I played Dancer on an alt for a tier. I did a bit last tier. Just pugging for a little bit because it seemed fun. But I am, like, not 100% good at classes anymore. I'm very... But if I had to put the time and effort into a class, like, than I would usually have, I'd probably have to pick a healer. I'd probably have to pick Scholar, because at the beginning of last expansion, I was a Scholar main, and I was doing really well as a Scholar main, getting good passes, clearing fights really quick. Those are the days.
Scholar seems really fun. I don't know if Chili was around the other night, but so my current thing is that I'm learning healers. Like I said, my preference is usually white mage, but if I see an open Shiva party, EADS party in Party Finder that needs a healer and they already have a white mage and I'm on my main, I'll play Scholar and I'll hop in. I don't have a weapon or anything. I just have the crafted weapon. And so I like hopped into Scholar on Shiva and it was rough and I had no idea what I was doing. And I wiped this a couple of times, but then by the third pull, I got the hang of it. But at that point, people were asking me if I bought my Alex ultimate clears.
Oh, wow.
They're like, hey, Mistoso, by any chance, have you bought that Alex clear? And I was like, yes. Or no, I just did a smiley face. I replied with a smiley face.
Man, like, I wish I could. I was good enough to do ultimate, because some of those shiny weapons look really good.
Everyone can do ultimate. I've said this 100 million times, and I'm going to do
it. I've tried it. Look, I even smacked the table in rage. I've tried it. Trust me, my brain no likey.
Well, but don't say that you can't physically do it.
No, anyone can physically do it.
If you really wanted to.
Yeah, if you put enough time and effort, anyone can do it.
Absolutely.
Diamond Terry says, I'm doing ultimate soon. Least in Spirits of Warcry given. There we go. You got Taru TV wanting to do ultimate.
I mean, I've always, since I cleared A12 like S when I was in my peak prime of raiding, and I've always wanted to, you know, better myself. And I saw the ultimates. I was like, the statics I'm with, don't get me wrong, I love them. I love raiding with them, but they will not do T. They will not do ultimate just because they are very casual and they don't really want to put the full effort in. Like, they don't mind like doing it as like a meme. Like, it will go in for a meme, get killed, and then just do our weekly clears again, because they, you know, they're not the peak of raiding. You know, we're on last phase of E7S on my EU team. And, you know, we're getting there, like, slow pace, just because we meme it most of the time. We have fun with it. you know, and they don't want to put the effort in. I kind of do, but obviously with two raid teams right now, I don't want to put in another one because I'm barely sleeping as it is now.
And plus, we don't really raid enough for it. It's like when I was doing some T-Prog, because I was doing it on Primal with friends, it takes a lot more hours than what we do with, because we raid from 2 a.m. till 5 a.m., which is a killer as it is, but that's only twice a week. If we were doing T-Prog, we'd have to at least do an extra session of that, say, because...
And I would be down, just because I do enjoy raiding. I do feel bad that I'm not putting the 100% effort I want to do in raiding, just because I do have other games. I don't want to get, like, really burnt out, because I was close to burning out in Final Fantasy XIV, but then I changed tanking jobs from Paladin to Gunbreaker, and that sort of kind of helped it, because I was learning a new class, I was enjoying it kind of thing. You know, just because I didn't want to leave like my raid teams to not play and like take a month break. You know, I want to clear Shiva, like I clear Titan. I want to clear Shiva with these groups, and maybe because now I don't work or I don't have a job lined up or anything, can I kind of put the effort into Twitch when I do stream? And do I want to stream the Ulmer content? Probably. Do I want to stream me like learning a new class? So that's why I did the 300k points, is because I'm at a stalemate for when it comes to the next expansion, because I have no green club. You know, I'll pick a class and be like, I'm going to change class the next day. I'm going to change this. I'm not liking. I want someone just to pick me a class that I have to play and I will learn it. That's what I want. Like, someone pick me a class, I will go ahead and learn. That's what I want, because I'm just in a stalemate of I've played this game not as long as most people. I did it from 2.0 to now. So that's roughly about 4-5-ish years, you know, and I'm starting to get the toll on where it's like, oh, like, do I want to keep playing this game now, or do I want to move to another MMO kind of thing?
Yeah, I think a lot of people have that, get into a similar space, right? And that's healthy. I mean, even, you know, everyone loves talking about how Yoshi-P is like, go play other games, please. Like, don't wait. So I think that's healthy, you know? And to your point, you know, you have a lot of raid groups. For Alex, I mean, and the other thing is, to give some perspective, is the group that I'm in that Zace leads, where Miztek and I are both in the same group, we've been together for 4 years. However, the group doesn't want to do Bleeding Edge raiding. So when new ultimates come out, that's not the group that I'm doing the ultimate raids with for progression. We eventually go back and as friends go and do re-clears and stuff with my main static, but it's also very healthy and acceptable as long as there's proper communication with the groups and saying, hey, this is something I'm interested in. I'd like to take a break from this group. Or if we take a break, I'd like to go, you know, temporarily hang out in other groups and maybe do some other prog. Because there's lots of groups who are doing, you know, hey, let's stand up and we want to do a T reclear. And as long as you make it very clear that you're only there to do an ultimate encounter, then, you know, there's nothing stopping you from saying, okay, we've cleared and done a couple farms and now I'm going to go back to my regular group that I usually have fun with and we've been together for a couple of years and blah blah blah. You know, that's possible too.
Yeah,
it's like I could do that. Like, I still have like best and stuff from last tier kind of sitting in my inventory, so I'm like, oh, I look at it, I'm just like, oh, do I want to, yeah, that's down me, and I do really want to. It's just that I know I'm not the best tank that I could possibly be,
Do you want to be the best tank that you could possibly be?
Oof, kind of do, you know.
That's one thing. All that's stopping you is you.
Yeah, practice, true. practice. Watch videos. Look at ACT. I know I said the swear word there, but with FF logs, you can view how you did in that fight, and then you can view it compared to other people. It's a pretty good feature. I'm trying to be the best darn white mage.
Best darn white mage in everyone.
I know I can do a lot more DPS than I'm doing. That everyone else in chat is just facepalming. As I said, I can visibly see it and hear it. Because I already just do damage. But
I mean, FFLogs is the real deal. Like, as long as people are using it for self-improvement and they're not using it to be toxic, like, there's really, it's an invaluable tool. And like for White Mage, you take White Mage for example, right? You go through an encounter and you're like, I looked at this and I'm only getting like, you know, 25% or a green parse or something. and but I want to see, I can't really understand where I'm missing the advantage, right? And you can compare your direct logs to other people who are, you know, orange or purple or something, and you can compare things like how many times are they using a flattest, how many times are they using what's the AoE heal slash damage thing that you get every like 30 seconds? A size. Yeah. How many times are they doing a size? How many overall glare casts do they have? You can literally see the number of glare casts and compare the number of glares to your number of glares. You know, you can do all of those things and see where there's a min-max, or where, you know, where you might be, they might be inching out a little bit more damage than you. And that goes for every job. And I think if people are interested in it, the tools are there. You know, if you're interested in improving and trying to get to that level, then it's all there for you.
Just don't be a dick.
That's the golden rule.
I mean, isn't that our rule when people actually join?
Yeah, I think that's just our only chat rule. Literally, you can swear as much as you want. You just, yeah, if you want to swear by a beast, just you can swear as much as you want in this. As long as you don't be a dick.
Fucking wankers.
There we go. See, there you go. We said sweary, not compliments.
I watch RuPaul's Drag Race UK. I'm totally
English. I kind of watched that a small bit. I'm not gonna
It's so fun. It was fun. It was a good fun.
Actually, speaking about that, I'm trying to dive into it. So I didn't sleep very much today, and I've been finding it hard to sleep. So what I did is I started trying on new outfits that I got the other day. So I got some new trousers, as we call them over in England. They're really nice, and these are the first time I've ever wore something really smart. Because I used to wear, I wear jogging bottom, like religious. When I go out, jogging bottom. You know, the only smart things I used to wear was work clothes when I used to work as a bouncer at a club. And that was like the only smart thing I have. And now I'm wearing these really like smart trousers, and it makes me feel good inside.
That's good. Everybody needs that. It's funny that you say that, because today, this morning at like 9:30 local time a.m., I had to get on a conference call with only one other person. We were syncing up on something, one of my product managers, and she gets on to the video chat, and I'm, you know, with my gross messy hair and a stupid t-shirt with like Dragon Ball Z graphics on it or something.
Best
and
t-shirt.
She's not like, oh, thank you. I love my Dragon Ball Z t-shirts. And she's there in like a pearl necklace with her hair done up and a nice like power business button down shirt. And she looked really good, and I was like, who are you dressing for? And she's like, well, I just do this to make myself feel good in the morning, and I, you know, put in my good work day. And I'm like, oh, gross.
What you don't know is that is underneath all that, below that is just, she's just got pants on.
She's
just naked.
It's like, well, they can only see the top part, so...
Accurate. So I've been mostly biding my time with Party Finder, which I've been really having fun with. Glamour is fun. Let's talk about that glamour end game. I became pretty obsessed with those the job artifact AF2, I guess, or whatever people are calling it, from that Gaius streamer or fight.
I still need to beat that fight.
What's the name of that fight?
I can't remember. I think it was Solus, isn't it? It's Solus.
Solus. Yeah, I think you're right. And it's not a bad fight. You can definitely like zombie it. It's just kind of long, actually. It has really high HP. It's a long fight. But it's very killable, right? And you get two totems, and it drops three pieces of the relic gear. And so I've farmed at least four or five different artifact sets, and they're all ridiculously nice looking, and I love them. You can only use them on one class. They're not cross job or cross roll, so it's kind of dumb, but they're good. I like them.
See, my problem is I'd have to get rid of my dwarf glamours, because all my characters are glamoured as dwarfs now. So
I mean, that is your signature look. That's true. You can't really get rid of it.
Yeah, my healer is in the mage dwarf, and it's got the blue top and the brown head, so it looks a bit like Vivi from Fantasy Nine.
Yes. But
with a beard. So, yeah. But yeah, Glamour is the true end game. I actually still need to clear that fight. I tried it a few times, but groups were dying constantly. So it was, yeah. But that was the first few days. I haven't been in since then.
Does that count? I unlocked it. I haven't actually been in it.
I'll be honest. I was just really disappointed in the relic, so I think that's what put me off doing it. So
yeah, I can see that. Do you, so by put off, let's talk about that. So you thought it was too short, you didn't like that it really wasn't involved or there wasn't a grind. Like tell me what you guys thought about
lack of grind. I would have preferred a grind, to be honest. I know a lot of people, oh, but grinds are the worst, but I'm like, we're all stuck indoors. The quarantine was just really starting around the world. It would have been the perfect time for some sort of grind to keep you in the game.
That is true. The grind. I wish it was a grind, but I really enjoyed the story. And yes, I actually finally went to go watch the story, even though a lot of people said I did in 10 minutes, but I did. The story is way better than the last Relic story, because I didn't do the last one with Eureka, because Eureka. Just because you couldn't solo it. You literally had to join parties.
Well, you can solo it now.
Yeah, you can solo it now. Like, a lot of people have been around, and that's what they're using right now to grind. They're grinding relics because there is no grind to the new relic. I like how it's easier to get the new relics. You know, just 1,000 poetics, job done. Yeah, another one.
I actually didn't mind Eureka that much, although I was a Final Fantasy XI nerd, so I like this.
Yeah, that's
the
why.
Nostalgia.
That's why I loved Eureka 2, is what, honest. I played 11.
See, and that's probably why, because I didn't play 11. That's probably why I hate it, because I didn't play it. I didn't play 11.
Oh, yeah, they couldn't have. Master Radio is like, they built it before the pandemic. They couldn't have predicted it. Yeah, it's true, but this is the first time that the relics kind of done that, because most of the relics have always had a little bit of a grind. The first step used to have a way to skip it in a way, especially Heaven's Ward. Because if you had the A Realm Reborn relic, you could hand that in to skip the first step. But
what was the first step? Was it the?
It was just like Atma, wasn't it? Get crystals, I think.
Yeah, get the luminous crystal that I still have in my. It's there. I actually enjoyed that though, because I actually enjoyed doing Fates. Weird as it seems, but that was the grind in itself. You're just sitting there.
What about you, Meast? What do you feel like with the relic?
Yeah, I mean, I typically don't have a lot of patience/time for grinding. I know I say that, but you just shift gears and I'm grinding Party Finder. It's the same concept, right?
I'm shocked.
I'm spending time in doing a thing over and over again, right? That's the definition of grinding. But I for me, the grinding never really attracts me to something. It's usually a means to an end. And I usually find ways to like be doubly efficient. Like if I liked Eureka because I could leave my window open while I'm doing work during the day while in a party and, you know, wait for monsters to spawn and then go to the monster, even though, you know, you're supposed to participate and kill stuff and blah, 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 blah. But I actually liked that because I felt, you know, in my head, whatever kind of mental illness I have, I felt very productive. I felt like I could do work on my laptop, on my desk while keeping the game open. And I could, you know, then go and take a 5-minute break while I kill a monster in Eureka. And so, you know, for me, it's about trying to be as efficient with the grind as possible. And sometimes that's fun for me, but the grind itself is not something that I drastically look forward to. Does that make sense? Am I a weirdo?
No. I understand. The reward is what you're doing it for. Makes sense.
Yeah, and I'm also the weirdo who does it based on looks. So I literally try and figure out which weapons are going to be the best looking weapons, and it's usually the same ones, right? It's usually like the Bard Bow, the Dark Knight Sword.
I like else? Some
Black
of the Monk.
Mage, White Mage. Avoid Summoner and Scholar at all costs because it's a tiny little book. You know what I mean?
but my cute little feather.
They're cute. I totally get it. But like when I hold a bard bow, most bard relic bows in the past have been these giant, glorious, beautiful things. And I never cared about bard as a job or a class or anything. But even before I was playing bard, I would still upgrade the Bard Bow because it looked so good.
I'll be honest, a lot of the weapons, especially the Monk, I like smaller designs for Monk. I don't like big weapons for Monk. Because I like to look like, yeah, I'm actually punching stuff with my fists rather than with something bigger than my actual body.
That's true. I've liked a lot of the monk relics and ninja relics. You're actually right, yeah.
But I don't like the final steps of most of them. It's like they do really well up to like the third step, and then the fourth step is like shit. So I'm like, well, I'll stop here, I guess. Oh, yeah, I'm glad with the old one. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
So, but again, you'll have your raid weapon before the relic is useful anyway, so.
Right. So I think that that's double, right? I think that that is historically why maybe I prioritize glamour and yeah. How a weapon. Sometimes I'll do it functionally. Like an example is this raid tier, or this relic weapon, this first stage, right, is a step up from the ruby weapon, but a slight step down from Crystarium, and then a big step down from Eden weapon.
Well, it's
right?
The same as Crystarium, is it? Crystarium? I think it's the same level, isn't it? Pretty much.
It's the same item level as ruby, but it has five things.
That's
right?
Yeah.
Or it's five item levels more than ruby and it has a thing.
No, I think it's same as ruby. You're right.
I think it is the same as ruby. And so like an upgraded Crystarium weapon at 500 is still a little bit better, right? Yeah. So for me, I was like, okay, I'm going to buy with my poetics. I bought three weapons because I didn't really have more poetics in that, or I don't like farming poetics. And I chose weapons that I didn't have ruby weapons for. or I didn't have an Eden weapon for or something, you know? So
relics are actually 485.
Yeah. So I'm actually still using my relic on my white mage because we haven't got the upgrade iron yet. And I find that I feel like the difference isn't that much. It's only five iron levels.
The difference between a ruby weapon and the relic is definitely huge because you get those three full 60 materia slots, like those full
Which,
tier
as eight. A healer, I put in the perfect stats.
Direct hit. Needed determination.
No, direct hit. All direct hit, baby.
God bless.
I got 1.8k direct hit rate, so I'm doing them direct hits.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I prioritize crit and direct hit. I'm at, I think, 3.9k crit now on White Mage.
Nice.
Yeah. It's like, yes! So close.
I have a love-hate relationship with White Mage. Like, don't get me wrong. White Mage, great class. It is broken. But, obviously, so recently, my White Mage and my EU stack, my White Mage and my Scholar did more damage than me. I was the last DPS. I was at 9k DPS. They were at 10k.
I'm telling you, White Mage is supposed to do more than tanks. They do crazy.
Yeah, I'm doing just under pool in our raid group right now. So I need to get better.
I was like, oh man, like it kind of made me feel a bit down. So I was like, oh well, I must not be a good tank. But now I've kind of accepted it. Now I've obviously looked at the classes a whole lot more and I'm like, actually, no, yeah, no.
I'm expecting major nerfs or White Mage in the next patch.
Yeah, I think they'll probably either nerf or bring up other healers, but I think it'll probably be a nerf. I think tanks are supposed to be.
By the way, talk about Relic. I talked about this before they officially got announced, but they finally started announcing that the Relic will be 4.35.
Which means 4.3 is the 24 man, and then we'll have to wait another month or so for them.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
By the way, I want to bring up this fairy. Have you heard about the Unreal Trials?
The Unreal Trials? No. Yeah. What is this?
It's going to be a new trial difficulty that will be releasing with 4.3 where there'll be...
Oh, yes. Yes.
Now, I have the theory that it's going to drop Savage level accessories. Because the fact that it comes out in the same patch as the Savage upgrades from 24 man red normally comes out from, and it's also going to be Shiva, which used to drop accessories, and the loot from the Unreal Trial will be locked weekly.
I think you might be onto something. I think that might be true. That sounds pretty reasonable.
So,
are you guys gonna do it?
Hopefully, I want to do it.
Yeah, probably. I'll probably try.
Because it'd be interesting to see Shiva. Because they're adding new mechanics, by the way. It's not going to be the same fight. It's going to have completely new mechanics, as well as some of the old mechanics, of course. So,
Well, then that should be fun. Keep us on our toes.
Yeah. The time. They actually said time was one of the first ones they decided on, but they pushed it back. So will they add Emerald to 5.32? Maybe.
Which primals are they going to do an Unreal for, though?
Shiva's the only one at launch.
So it'll just be Shiva every week? I thought they were going to rotate.
They just announced Shiva, so I'm thinking that that's it until the end of the patch cycle. So 5.4.
Oh, I see.
Because you can only get one like loot per week. So whether it's going to be whether it's going to be accessories or anything like that, I don't know. They haven't said anything, but that's why my guess was that this is the catch up patch anyway. So it would make sense that it would give you the catch up like eye level 500 accessories.
I'm also hoping they unlock Savage. I saw somebody talking about that on Twitter, and normally they wait until, you know, halfway between 5.3 and then 5.4 to unlock Savage. You can just farm it. But somebody was like, hey, maybe, you know, because everyone's stuck in quarantine and there's no ultimate, maybe they'll do it because there's no ultimate, which would be really nice, honestly. I would love that. It would keep me so occupied.
Yeah, I could pester you to help me through some of them without worrying.
You could already pester me to help you through things. Don't
stop. Well, no. I don't like, it's the fact that I'll be locked out for, if I do, if I ask you yesterday and we somehow magically clear today, I'd feel bad about the loot. That's what I mean. Having that unlocked will make me fine, like, in case.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to.
That's why I have loads of ults. That's why I have two raid teams in it. And there's like a couple of ults just shooting around, so I can do.
KK's gearing up. Here you go, Paul, sorry.
Oh, so I was just going to say, that's why I'm gearing up like a bunch of other classes now, just with like crafted gear. Like I'm pestering one of my raid to can craft the crafting gear to just craft me DPS and healer stuff so I can just sit in pugs and mess around. Not like obviously mess around, but obviously like help them clear the fights and stuff. Because obviously this quarantine has got everyone so down, and as with not sleeping anymore, I just want to play the game. So I want to be productive.
Yeah, that's the spirit, Paul.
I want to be productive. So what's KK saying?
KK said, yeah, they'll make armor and accessories upgradable with Nier in 5.3. And then later on, you'll be able to upgrade your weapon with Roboron in a future patch. So
true.
Because it's not normally until the end of the 5.3 cycle that you can actually upgrade your weapon using the 24-man raid.
Yeah, but obviously, with all these delays, we have to think about the next upcoming expansion. Obviously, we don't know about it. It's still like a ways off, but with all these, obviously, delays, because obviously they had to delay the patch.
Yeah.
That's why we have the Moogle Tome stuff out. We'll get into that in a minute.
Yeah.
That's why they brought that event out, because to fill the void.
But well, they've been doing that through patches recently anyway.
Yeah, unlocking Savage. Why don't they do that and unlock Savage? So now give the Raiders something. They're like, the Raiders don't really want to do Muggle Tomes, do they? You know, they just want to, you know. Does anyone really want to do Muggle Tomes, to be fair? I think the only thing I want to do for is the Ignition mount. So I still don't have that mount.
I don't have that mount either, but there's really not a lot on that list that's really making me go, ooh, I want to do that and farm and grind that.
Look, I want a dead dog necklace, so.
Chili, can you rephrase that? Can you say cute dog necklace and not dead dog necklace? Because then I'd have to leave. Nobody harms a dog here. Nobody.
Well, that's what it looks like. It's a necklace you got. Cute dog necklace.
It is cute. It really is cute.
But I'd need to grind 100 tomes, and I'm not sure if I want to do that. But I've heard on Mioni's video that there is an easy way to do it with Blue Mage. So, which you beat in the raid tier, by the way, with. So congrats on that.
Oh yeah, thank you. That was a lot of fun. That was really, I was surprised actually. I definitely neglected the Blue Mage content when it came out, and they definitely hooked me with that marble mount and the achievements for each of the raid tiers, because it was a challenge, right? It was content that I love in the raid tiers. And it was an opportunity to reminisce and play those raid tiers again, fight those bosses, and do it in a different way. I was pretty lucky. I got to main tank it, which is like its own mini game. Like you play your own game with trying to stay alive. You just take so much damage from those bosses as a blue mage, even with like the fake tank stance and whatever. But it was really interesting reworking strategies to get those bosses down and doing some of those mechanics again. I loved it.
I did T5 with pugs, which was interesting, but I need to do the other ones one day.
I need to level blue.
It's fun, Paul. You would like it. It's actually, I surprised myself how much I enjoy it.
Well, the leveling pool, that's not hard. That doesn't take long. But it's getting the spells that can take a while. Though, luckily, they nerfed that with the whole 100% if you're running with blue mages sort of thing.
Yeah, they definitely made it a little bit more accessible, easy to, or easier to get. Some of them are still kind of a pain in the butt if you don't.
Oh, yeah. But that's because there's some of the ones that are pain in the butt newer spells. So once the few, they don't want it to be, done instantly. They want to take some time, which is understandable. By the way, talking about jobs earlier and talking about the next expansion, what do you feel like the next job is going to, next two jobs are going to be if there's two jobs in an expansion?
Ooh, that's a good question. It's definitely going to be healer, because if they don't, people are just going to riot and destroy their company. I don't know what else to say. I will be honest. I go to FanFest every year, so I'm a little bummed. You know, I don't know what's going to happen this year, but we'll see. Fingers crossed.
Same. I'd like to fly over to America for FanFest.
Were you planning on coming?
Yeah, I was at the previous ones.
Yes. Okay. Well, we're going to have to hang out if coronavirus doesn't tell us to go poop.
Yeah, I walk around with the poop hat at FanFest.
Yes.
Got to represent She Heals I Tank with my shit hat.
When they revealed, or when they were hyping up Shadowbringers and they showed the monk stuff. Did they show monk stuff?
I'm trying to remember.
Wasn't there like Lize and...
You think it was Stormblood?
Was that the Stormblood trailer?
With Lise dancing around and think people thought it was Dancer and then found out it was monk.
Yeah. I definitely thought that was Dancer.
That was the first time I met Mr. Happy, actually, was at FanFest. I was sat behind him in the press section. And I'm like, oh, hello. And he started telling me about breakfast. I'm like, okay. Nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you. That sounds lovely.
Oh, it was. I went there the next day.
So Shadowbringers was the Dark Knight one, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I definitely thought that they were going to introduce... I thought Dancer was going to be healer. I'll be honest. I thought Dancer was going to be healer. I thought Gunbreaker was cool and exciting. I thought that was a cool reveal. For this next expansion, I don't know. It's a little bit early, but I'm hoping that the NPC, you know, the chick, the dark chick with the big lips.
Big dicks.
Gaia.
We call those DSLs, baby. High-speed DSLs. that broad with the DSLs over there.
I might call this episode High Speed DSL.
I would call this High Speed DSL. And I think she's I'm hoping she's like a geomancer or some kind of healer with a staff, like a melee healer. I think a melee healer would be fucking awesome.
I mean, she has the power of time, didn't she? So she could be time mage.
She could, yeah, totally. She could be a time mage. I'm super into that. All those options. As long as it's some support slash healer. And I think a melee healer slash support would be really. And then they'll probably do another DPS, maybe another aiming type melee or a Dragoon type melee. It's either going to be like a Nin melee or a Dragoon melee, I think.
I think there's like enough melee. They're probably going to do like a magic class.
We only have three mages, so.
Right, so we have, you have three mages. You have three now ranged physical.
Yeah.
And yes, there's four melee, but if you subcategorize them by gear, you know, there's maiming, there's then ninjas, what?
Scouting, and then striking.
Striking, scouting, maiming. So I think maybe either they'll converge it so that it's two realistically. So maybe it's like monk, samurai, dragoon. But how are you going to mix that? I think there's going to be an armored melee similar to dragoon. Yeah. Is my.
It looking like we're going to gala mode. That would be reasonable, but I, especially as they can't use magic. Guardians can't use magic at all. They can't control Aether.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that it's going to be some kind of, you know, armored melee, non-magic user. But I'm trying to think through the different class archetypes in Final Fantasy that would line up.
Magitek Knight does kick in.
We'll all be Onion Knights.
Onion Knights. I mean, we could be like a Sid kind of class, because he also had a hammer axe thing.
But when we talk about healer, I want to go with chemist.
I always like that idea of the chemist.
Chemist is all really cool. Like, that was one of the OG, like, Final Fantasy. Like, Tactics was my first real Final Fantasy game, and so you get a real quick sense of all the different branches of classes and stuff, and so I absolutely loved. What other jobs are there not yet? So, in past, they've even had, like, mime, geomancer, thief, they had mystic, an orator, arithmetician, time mage, obviously, knight, but I guess knight is like paladin.
Yeah, I think knight is just a different translation for the paladin. You talk about combat chef, Daimitaru, but there was actually, in 1.0 in the files, there was actually a shepherd job class that they were going to add the disciples of hand.
Actually, Rune Fencer could be the kind of dragoon, such magical, like, dragoon.
Rune Fencer could be cool. Yeah, Rune Fencer could be cool, totally. And maybe they'll do, like, a melee that has some ranged capabilities, like Bard has. I mean, Red Mage, you know, comes in for melee every once in a while. Maybe they'll have a melee that goes ranged for a little bit or something.
Well, that's how I thought Dancer was going to work, like, really. When I first heard about it.
Yeah, you're right, actually, Chili. I thought the same thing.
You go into melee attack, and then when you want to heal, you jump back and do your AoE heals from the distance, and then you jump back in for attacking.
Yeah. Although I do use that little Onivant, little Scuttledoo to get in and out for dancing buffs on E7 ads. Have you guys got to that part yet where you're trying to do like raid buffs and stuff?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. We just got to the bit with the free ads that enrage. That's as far as we've got so far on our Aether group.
Nice. Yeah, because, so, you know, everybody's so spread out, you want to get raid buffs to everybody. So as a dancer, you just like scoot in.
Nice. As a healer, that fight annoys me because of the teleport. Stupid teleport.
Yeah, it can be pretty annoying. I definitely agree with that. So what do you guys think the jobs are going to be?
Honestly, played any Final Fantasy game.
Is this your first Final Fantasy game?
My first Final Fantasy was the last one, and that was Final Fantasy 13. That was my first.
Boy.
That was my first Final Fantasy game I ever played. I think that's because I'm still young, and I didn't really kind of... I was born in the era of, like, Call of Duty, Halo, Xbox, and all that. So I didn't really get into that, and then, like, Dragon Age kind of brought me into the kind of fantasy type world, and I found Final Fantasy 13 at a store for like a couple of quid, and I was like, yeah, I'll grab this, and I loved it. So I played 15.
Wow, that's fun. So do you like the Final Fantasy universe? Like, do you watch cutscenes and stuff, and do you like, what do you think of Final Fantasy now that you're kind of, you know, invested in it?
I do want to go back, and obviously I want to play the Final Fantasy 7 remake. I'm thinking about grabbing that for my birthday, just because I've heard so much from, obviously, with Chili, like when Chili was playing it, I didn't watch Chili playing it because I did want to kind of keep it for myself. I enjoyed 13. That's because it was my first, and a lot of people don't like 13, but I enjoyed it because it was the first one. 15 was good. I heard a lot of great things from 9, and that was where the Gunbreaker was first. Was it 9? 9 or 8?
Gunbreaker is 8. Well, okay. Squall is got a good...
Yeah, I mean, I love 7. I think you should definitely do that for your birthday. You should absolutely treat yourself. I've been having fun with it. And I didn't play... Did you play the original Chili?
1.0. Yeah, I've got 1.0. I didn't stream 1.0, but I did have 1.0. I played it a little bit, but I was a bit salty with Square Enix at the time, because...
7?
Wait, no, we're talking about 7.
Oh, 7. No, yeah, I played the original 7. That was my first ever game. In fact, 7 was the first Final Fantasy game out in Europe, really. 1 to 6 was skipped. Yeah, 1 to 6 came out after 7. And then Tactics never came out until the PSP.
9's the one with the
black. Yeah, Vivi.
Oh, okay. No, I did play another Final Fantasy game. Final Fantasy Titans.
I couldn't actually. That's one of the only games I've never been able to play. I've got it. I bought the collector's edition because for some reason that when it launched, I somehow found the collector's edition cheaper than the normal edition. So I bought the collector's edition. And I couldn't play it because the motion blur actually made me sick.
Really?
Yeah.
It was
really bad. They've patched it out now. They patched it like a few months after it came out. But when it first came out, the motion blur was just horrendous. I played the original 7. I put in a lot of hours. In fact, I normally stream it every year. I'll probably stream it again in the next month or so, probably.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. We're talking about jobs. I'm expecting chemist.
That would be cool. I would be very thrilled with that.
Because that way they can make it a mix of healing and also not technically be magic based, because they could have the teachers use actual potions, then our version use Aether, one that we magically appear. That way we can not worry about the canon of learning from someone in Garlemald. And I'm expecting a magic DPS, but I don't know what. I don't know what the magic DPS will be. But Geomancer, I'm hoping not, because from lore wise, we already got kind of a glimpse of Geomancer, and it's basically just a reskinned Astrologian.
Oh, you mean from, like, 11?
No, 14.
Oh, right, in the dungeon. I don't...
No, not just that, bell. But there's an Astrologian... There's a Geomancer in the Astrologian storyline.
Oh, yeah. So this is the part where I admit to you guys that I skip cutscenes.
But yeah, no, I'll be honest, I skip most cutscenes. But when I heard about the fact that there was a Geomancer in the Astro stories, and they use, instead of like how Astrologian uses the sky to do its spells, they just literally just use the earth for the same sort of thing. The exact same spells, just earth-based instead of sky-based. So, again, I could be 100% wrong because I can't remember any of this much, but...
Well, either I'm excited no matter what it is. Honestly, like content. I like new. I love raiding. I know I sound like a broken record, but I think that they invest a lot of time. I don't think it's very understated how well the development team does with the complexity of job bouncing and the raid tiers and trying to get them just right. And you know, between that and introducing all the different levels to keep everybody happy, which is wild. Like, there's ultimates, there's going to be these unreal primals, there's the savage, there's normal, you know, all this stuff, you know, allows everybody to enjoy this content, you know?
Yeah. Okay, before we start wrapping this podcast up, I've got one major question for you. One incredibly important Moogle Go Around question. One that's everyone in the chat is ready for. Okay. You ready? Mm-hmm. If you ever come to London for the London Fan Fest, can we take you to Nando's?
Yes. I know what Nando's. I know what Nando's is, sort of. But London is definitely on my bucket list, and I would absolutely love, I would be thrilled if I could go to Nando's.
We might have tweeted out to Nando's several times in the past that we want to be sponsored by Nando's. We don't care about...
Stupid American like me, explain to the audience who might be listening who have no idea what Nando's is.
It's a delicious chicken restaurant, which is fast food technically, but all the chicken's like roasted instead. So it's fast food because it does arrive quickly, but it's all really, it's decently healthy. I wouldn't say it's super healthy because, you know, still fast food, but...
Yeah, it's not fried. You can't get fried, but...
By the way, if you do live in America, there is some Nando's in North America. There's at least one in Chicago. Okay. So
love me some Chicago. I have to admit that one of my major bucket lists, or at least travel bucket lists, is that I want to do in the next like 5 years is see all of the tennis grand slams. I mean, I know this sounds weird, but I'm a huge tennis fan. And so I definitely want to go to Wimbledon at least once, and then do Australia and French and Paris. But, you know, I've never been to London or England in general. And I also really want to visit Ireland. I know they're very different, but at least I could make maybe a double trip where like I could spend a week or a week.
Well, to be fair, you could probably do London, Ireland and Paris because you can literally just jump on the train Oh, you can take a flight. The flight's about an hour. So,
how long is the train?
It's a couple of, can't remember. It's quite, it's a couple, of, quite, hours, it's a couple hours.
Really nice. You see really
nice. Now I want to do it so bad.
Yeah.
Like from the Eurotunnel, you won't see much. You'd see darkness because you literally are underwater.
Yeah.
but from like from London to Ireland, it's bloody lovely. Absolutely bloody lovely. As a guy that is from Ireland and has traveled from Ireland a lot, it is.
I've never been to Ireland, but I've been to Paris. And apart from this, the weird smell of the country, because the country smells weird, it's not the worst.
What does it smell like? What the?
It just smells bad. It does. You've ever been into a stale room? That's what Paris smells like.
No way.
Yes.
Paris, the city of love.
And smells of... Well, wonder. It's the state of love. Get it? And what goes stale? That's what it smells like.
Oh, you guys are terrible.
God, they spat up my rum.
I don't know. Chile. I've been to Paris and I got lost in Paris at midnight. So I know what I'm talking about.
Chile. We all know. We all know. You do a sound bites podcast and we all know you don't have any sense of smell.
That's true. But so, that's how bad it was. If I can smell it and I have barely any sense of smell at all. Imagine how bad it is for someone that has a normal sense of smell.
Probably smells nice. I've been to Paris and it's smelled lovely. That, to be fair, was the posh part of Paris.
Yeah, I wasn't in the posh part of Paris. I was going there as a PR event, so of course I was in like the cheapest part of Paris. Because, you know, the PR were paying for the flight and the hotel, so you know how they are when it comes to paying for stuff like that. The cheapest possible.
That sounds lovely. Yeah, I'm a huge travel fan. My partner and I love traveling. We do have friends in London, so it's not out of the question. Could do some Nando's.
Well, you know, if you ever come to London, say, and I pop down, but it's quite a long travel for me, but I'll visit. It's the stupid part. Do you want to know this? It's cheaper for me to go to America.
No.
It's
when you figure, not actual price, but when you figure the distance, London is about £130 to £140 for me for a train. Okay. America is about £370 for the flight.
Jesus. Where are you guys?
I'm in North Yorkshire. So I'm like halfway up the country.
And I'm all the way down south in the southeast. I live in the city where you can get a boat to go to Calais, aka France.
Yeah.
Fun.
You can actually see France from your town, right? Sometimes.
Yep. If I go up the cliffs that I did before the pandemic started, you can actually see at night time you can see the lights.
Through really nice. That's so nice.
Yeah.
Even though Dover is an absolute shithole, but you know.
Yeah, it's better than Scarborough.
I know, but Scarborough has the pure overlords, you know.
Look, just because overlords. We have deadly seagulls and a suicide bridge.
overlord. I mean, hopefully FanFest happens, so then people can come over from America to go to UK's FanFest, where me and Chili will be going, if it still lives.
Yeah. And I want to go back to America for North American FanFest, because I like all your fast foods. I'm fat, okay?
We do have a lot of nice food, honestly.
Like, my goal for having a bacon... Well, I've not had that many. My goal last time was to have a Baconator, because I've always heard of them. Because we don't have Wendy's in England. And the first North American FanFest I went to was the 2016, I think. And I was heading to me and my mates were heading to one of the Wendy's in Vegas. They closed already at 9 p.m. So I wasn't able to have one that year. So I had to wait 2 more years, and then I finally got one thanks to Susan and Flatters. Yeah. And I want to come back to try the breakfast Baconator, you're right. Also, I also find it weird that Wendy streams on Twitch.
Yeah, I literally haven't. So my partner is definitely like a health freak. Not health freak, health freak. Like, we still eat a ridiculous amount of food, more than any human probably eat. But it's the not getting the processed stuff that he's big on. So, you know, I have to like sneak fast food every once in a while, like maybe once a month or so. So I haven't really experienced, since Wendy's has deployed the breakfast menu, I haven't actually sampled any of it. So I actually don't know if the breakfast Baconator is good.
See, I try to only have it. This might sound weird to people, but I go to get my hair cut in town once a month. So I put my hair cut, it's right over the side of the KFC. So that's my one fast food a month. I just go to KFC once a month when I get my hair cut.
Wow, you guys sound really healthy to me. I have takeaway every Friday.
That's your heart.
Fish and chips with a new chicken place that is now also a... So there's this one little dude. He's like really young and he is working in two shops that are close to each other. One's a fish and chip shop and kebab. The other is a chicken place, like fried chicken and stuff. And he actually makes it really good. It's really nice.
I'm jealous. So we used to have an American restaurant here that I used to love going to, but then they're just randomly closed.
My mum really wants to go to fucking Wagamama.
Wagamama.
Oh, the like noodles.
Yeah, it's so good.
We have a couple in Boston.
Yeah, I've been to the one in York a few times, and they've already responded to me on tweets. I'm like, oh, thanks.
Give me your noodles.
Okay, but we'll have to end the podcast first. anyway, we should start wrapping this up. I want to say a big thank you to Mistoso for being on. Have you got any shout outs and how can they contact you and stuff like that?
Sure. Well, first off, thank you for having me. You can find me on pretty much every social media platform at Mistoso, MEASTOSO. And the Big Gay Let's Play is the only exception there. That's the YouTube link that Chili was posting in chat. And I do that. I co-host a little big gay little let's play thing on YouTube, but we just have fun editing those videos. But you can find me three nights a week on Twitch, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 8 to 11 Eastern. Mostly Final Fantasy 14. Love doing raid stuff. Feel free to stop by whenever you want. And Twitter, Instagram, and also GitHub. I am a software developer, so I have a GitHub in case anybody wants to get nerdy.
Damn your passport. Paul, have you got anything you want to say?
Well, I literally scrolled up from your last post that grabbed it from there. Am I shouting out? Did Miss Heather, did you have any shout outs for like friends, family?
Yeah, sure. I would love to thank Chili and Paul for having me on. And I will give a shout out to my partner Andrew, who will probably be listening to this as well after you guys post it up. And I love his wonderful face and his support.
Yeah, face. We'll go with that.
I like lots of things, but I was trying to keep it PG. No,
we said you don't have to be PG at all here.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Well, I love his dick. He's got a nice dick.
Nice dick.
Also love the Twitch things Friday.
Hey, Paul.
Oh, thank you. We have a lot of fun with Twitch things. Yeah, it's a good time.
It's actually. Oh, is it my turn now? Oof. Yeah. Well, you know, we're going to have to shout out, you know, Melsham Radio, Talon Brontbent. Find those all down in the description. She has a tank down the description. Resna also for when she streams quite late for me or slash early hours in the morning and keeps me sane because I actually enjoy watching her stream. She's awesome. She also gives so much back to the community as well. I think the other day she gave out like 5 subs. Same with Talon. Talon also gives out so much love, not just to Morgaround, but quite literally every podcast recently. He's awesome. He is now a official content creator in my eyes. He started up his own series of podcasts. He did a tank episode where I was on, and now he's doing a heal episode where I know a couple of other people be on because he told me. You can find me at Paul Metal One on Twitter, where I tweet everything Dragon Age, sewing, cooking, random Bioware games of Final Fantasy. I also have a birthday coming up. I think it's next week Friday, it's next week Friday. The 29th. All right, who fucking all right?
Rev doesn't get 5 subs.
Thank you, Resna. What's up? All right, we're gonna have that going now while we talk.
Can you mute it for the? Oh, it doesn't matter anyway for the podcast because I'm recording.
I mean, I can.
We'll redo it afterwards.
I lost my train of thought. I'm going to have a birthday, and I asked Chili if I could stream on Friday because technically it was Chili's day, as you see down in our little stream schedule, where I'm going to stream random games from Final Fantasy 14 to maybe C7, downloaded in time, to Star Wars, maybe, because I've got a bunch of games now on the PS4 that I can stream from. Pat's PS4 behind. Yeah, and I think that's it. I stream Saturday, Sunday, and Mondays. Yeah, and raiding. I'm not the healthiest of guides, but yeah, remember, support one another.
Yeah.
Chill, it's your turn.
I'd like to a big shout out to Miss Doso. Seriously, thank you for being on. I know we're a small podcast, so I want to say a big thank you for putting up with us this episode and for staying around.
Stop. Don't use the words small. You are a awesome podcast. You guys are.
I mean, thank Chili you. Is quite small.
Yeah, I'm only 5'4". I'm tiny boy.
My partner's 5'3". You're tall Yay! Enough.
Yeah. Anyway, I'd like to shout out to everyone that's been in the chat. Shields, I tag, Maelstrom Radio, Reznor, Talon, all these amazing streamers, along with Mistoso. Please go give him a follow. Show him some love on his Twitch and his YouTube channel. Now, I still can't believe I'm saying this, but I still can't believe this even happened. I think next episode's going to be our last episode because...
Wait, what?
What?
Because we've got Mr. Happy on the show.
That's exciting.
I'm going to put my pants before I even start the show in like fear, but we've got him on.
You guys are going to have so much fun. It's going to be a great time.
So yeah, we're going to have Mr. Happy on next week's episode. I've been keeping it secret-ish. You can see in our announcements on the on the Discord down below. So please look forward to that. But again, I'm really happy to have got Mr. Oso on tonight.
And official announcement, Susan.
I think so, pretty much, yeah. Yeah, this is the first official announcement. I mean, we announced it in the Discord for people that follow us, just so that people knew, but officially, Mr. Happy will be in the next episode.
I'm very excited.
Got this, guys. I'm going to get up to
So, thank you for everyone for joining us for episode 97. We're really close to 100. Remember, for episode 100, I'm going to give $100 worth of Mog Station items away to celebrate as well. So make sure you tune in for episode 100, which will be probably early July, give or take, if nobody is ill. So thank you so much. Thank you to our guests. Thank you to everyone in Twitch chat. Resno, Talon, Susan, Dynamic Taru, Mignoni earlier on today as well. Thank you to everyone that joined us on Twitch.tv. Says Mugugaran Radio. Remember, you can go check us out at mugugaranradio.podbean.com. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow me, MG Underscore Chili. Until next time, this was words, and you've just listened to them for an hour. Goodbye, that everyone.
That weren't the original rap. What happened to the original rap?
I don't know. I can't remember.
You changed it to us actually supporting ourselves and shouting ourselves out. That was weird. The opposite day?
It's always opposite day with me. Bye, everyone. Go check them out. Bye. Bye.
Peace. Bye.